person leaves his Sefer Torah in his shul, before we're talking about silver ornaments, Sefer Torah itself, so the Shulchan Aruch says that Menastam, we don't assume that it belongs to the shul, because the nature is that people don't keep Sefer Torah at home. So the fact that it's in the shul is not a proof that it was given over to the shul. The Maisa is telling Menhagim, and like we said before, that the proper thing to do is, if you don't want it to belong to the shul, to make a written document that's signed by both students. That way there won't be any lack of clarity afterwards. The meal, the cloth that is used to cover the Sefer Torah should be made specifically for that. You should not use something that was previously used for personal use by a person. It's not covered for the Sefer Torah. And that goes for any type of kashrus kedusha. Anything that's used for covering a Sefer should not be used for something. It should be taken for something that was used for. So to him.